1260 The Pledge is WPNW Zealand. Good afternoon. I'm Jason Craner, 1260 The Pledge. On the phone with my Facebook friend, Josh Ellich from Savings Angel. How you doing, Josh?
Awesome, Jason.
I keep getting all of these messages from you. It seems like you're continually on vacation this year.
Oh, yeah, hardly. work hard, play hard, and pray hard is my motto. But on our Savings Angel Facebook, we actually have now about 1,100 fans.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you can go to, if you go to 1260thepledge.com, you'll see a link for Savings Angel. Click that, and then you'll be sent to our page, and then become a fan of Savings Angel, because we give away prizes. We have lots of fun things on our Facebook page. Facebook's so much fun. It's addictive.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Well, Savings Angel is addictive, too. We've been doing it at our house for just a little while, you know, following the principles. And
yeah,
we have now in our garage, we have probably a 7-foot-tall shelf, about 5 or 6 shelves. And it's starting to get stocked up with a lot of food. But I've noticed that some of the things in the back are starting to collect dust.
And that's a really good subject. Matter of fact, in the Grand Rapids Press, you'll see a little article about rotation. And I personally am not the expert on pantry rotation. There are people in our community. I get all my ideas on rotation and pantry management from our community. And it's amazing what you'll learn about what different people will do. I really would love to, you know, put a plug in for checking with our Savings Angel community about, you know, different things. People will use Sharpies to write the dates on their products in bigger, bolder, and actually physically rotate items as they buy new ones. Just different ways for managing, you know, what goes into the fridge. I'd say of things that tend to spoil for me, a pantry is a no-brainer. I know what's in there, and I know what I'm able to donate. I usually will donate an item if it's going to get, you know, 30, 60 days out, and I just know I'm not going to use it. Barbecue sauce, inevitably. You know, one of those deals, you know, that I end up donating a lot. But
the freezer is one for me, where I feel like every time I reach into the freezer to get something, I need to make sure I go all the way down to the bottom to make sure I'm getting the old stuff. And putting the date on the freezer bag is really the best way to make sure that I'm doing it right.
Exactly. And I think it's pretty common that, you know, folks will just kind of do a quick inventory through there about once a month. And why would you do that? Well, Jason, I mean, when you throw away expensive food and meat, I mean, that's money lost. So it is worth your time to take an hour a month go through all your product to make sure that you're not going to lose a lot of stuff. You know, that 1 hour invested is going to pay you back many times over if you're not losing food.
And the idea of having food on hand in the pantry or in the freezer, you're not going out to the store to get the chicken that you need for dinner tonight. It's in there because you bought it when it was well on sale.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, too, it's really interesting that expiration dates on products are not always the true expiration date. And there are some fabulous resources in our community of people who have put links together. And you can just do a search on the internet about, like, for example, the expiration date of mayonnaise. Mayonnaise has an expiration date, but you'll find that most experts agree that the shelf life of mayonnaise is actually indefinitely.
Until you open the jar.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so just really, really interesting things. I mean, when you network on our website, I mean, you're networking with the best of the best of the best.
Yeah.
And they're going to tell you all their tips and secrets for, you know, storing food the best.
What are we going to stock up on our pantry this week? I want to give you a chance to get the deals in.
My goodness, all free. There's so many great deals. Back to school. If you've taken the summer off, Savings Angel, now is the time to get back in the game because there are hundreds of deals that you can get fantastic prices on. Matter of fact, here's 3 deals you can get for free. You can get an 8-pack of Bic round grip pens, normally $2.29, on sale for 50 cents at Walgreens. They're going to run out, so get a rain check or you can price match that deal at Walmart. But you're going to want to go in with your $1 on 2 coupon that came out in the August 9th Smart Source coupon insert in your Grand Rapids Press. Just bring that coupon in to Walgreens. You're going to be walking out with 2 packs, 8 packs of pens.
And deal number 2?
Deal number two, you can get Reach Floss. It's a 30-yard Reach Floss. Normally $3.99 on sale for $3 at Walgreens. Now, they have, when you buy three of them, they're going to give you $6 back in a register reward, which means now you're into it $1 a piece. By itself, this is a great deal. But what's going to make it even better is in the August 2nd Smart Source coupon insert, it had Ken's dressing on the cover. There's a $3 on three coupon, which means you're going to get them for free. And there's also if you don't have the coupon from the Sunday paper, there's an internet coupon that we've got linked up as well that you can use to get free Reach Floss at Walgreens.
And last big deal of the week, real quick.
Yeah, Dan and Danimals Crush Cups. Normally $2.99. These are the yogurts. You don't even need a spoon. You just squeeze the container and it goes in your mouth. On sale for $2 at Meijer. And this is exciting. There's a $1 store coupon that you can print off the internet. We've got that linked up. And as well, there is a $1 manufacturer's coupon you can use at the same time in the August 9th. Smart Source coupon insert or the July 26th Smart Source coupon insert. That means your final price on a 4-pack of Danimals Crush Cups is free.
Great deals this week. You can find out more about Savings Angel by going to our website, 1260thepledge.com, and then looking for the Savings Angel link. It's down on the left-hand side. You'll see it there. Thanks a lot for talking to us today, Josh.
Thanks, Jason.